USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Republicans certainly not happy about House Democrats filing articles of impeachment against President Trump. They charge him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy accusing Democrats of trying to remove a president simply because they dislike him. At a rally last night in Hershey, Pennsylvania, President Trump was suggesting the same thing.
But the impeachment hoax is about overturning your great 2016 vote, or in the alternative, trying to win the 2020 election. That's not going to happen.
The president's to sign an executive order today that interprets Judaism as a nationality and not just a religion. They say that it's designed to fight what the president views as anti-Semitism on college campuses. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A lengthy gun battle outside a kosher supermarket in Jersey City, New Jersey yesterday, leaving a 15-year veteran detective, Joseph Seals, among the dead.
It all began with the killing of a policeman at a nearby cemetery and finished up with two suspects holed up in that store, exchanging gunfire with police.
Our officers were under fire for hours. Two more police officers were hit by gunfire. One sustained a injury to the shoulder. One sustained another injury to the body.
Police Chief Michael Kelly. Six people were killed, including the officer at the cemetery. Inside the store, two suspects and three bystanders were also killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Six people now confirmed dead, eight still missing after a volcano eruption off the coast of New Zealand on Monday. The victims were cruise ship vacationers who took a small boat to the volcanic island. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The administration's southern border policies appear to be effective. Here we get more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan is praising the Trump administration's immigration crackdown at the southern border, especially how the president addresses some of the loopholes that are allowing children to be used by adults to get into the United States.
I think where the credit really belongs, Brian, is to this president and this administration because of the focus and the initiatives that organizations like CBP and our partner agencies have implemented has caused those numbers to go down. And remember, the really driving factor of this crisis was families come from Central America because they were told, and they were right, because of loopholes, you grab a kid, that was your entry into the United States. Because of this president and these initiatives, we have shut that down. Since the peak of May, we have reduced that by 85% families coming from the Northern Triangle country.
And again, that report filed by USA Radio's Tim Berg. And the Man of Steel sharing his secret identity with the world in the latest Superman comic book that's out today. In the number 18 issue, the Son of Krypton is said to reveal that he and Daily Planet reporter Clark Kent are the same person. While he's been outed in the past, this will be a permanent decision that could potentially change the DC comic universe for good. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.